We'll be right back after the news.
It's Good News Time on Leisure FM.
Welcome to this week's news and sport, which is compiled and edited by Chris Wilcock and read by Nikki B. A civic service to celebrate the Queen's 90th birthday took place over the weekend. At Braintree's St Michael's Church on Saturday, June the 11th, Braintree District Council's chairman, Frankie Rickey, hosted the service which invited members of parishes throughout the district. Reverends Charlie Mason and Tim Barnes led the service, which was attended by 151 people from across the town. Civic heads from other districts, as well as the Braintree and Witham members of Parliament, also turned up in support of Her Majesty. There was a guest of honour at an RSPCA Open Day in Braintree's George Yard last week. Ernie the Pug, who writes his own blog and has become the mascot of the RSPCA's branch in the town, visited shoppers to help provide information on what the charity does in the area. Mr. Brooklyn said, "Having Ernie here is brilliant. We would not have had 90% of the people attending without him." They also commented that we need people for doing events like this, fundraising, and that if the branch is going to go forward, they need people with expertise. So if you can help the branch, then either pop into their store on New Street in Braintree or call 01376 618 483. Now, Coggeshall Queen's Day Committee, in conjunction with our very own Leisure FM here, held a celebration of Her Majesty the Queen's 90th birthday on the recreation ground in Coggeshall last Saturday, June the 11th. Over 1,000 people attended the show and enjoyed wonderful weather to explore the many stalls and attractions that the day had to give. Compared by Leisure's Andy Stevens and Steve Salter, entertainment was provided by Leisure's Dave Harley, who sang rock and roll numbers, including Elvis. The Wannabe Shadows were there, St. Peter's Children's Choir, Adult Choir Voices with Verve, the AD Project and the Cover-Up Band. Dieter Hedman, who is the world's number one ladies darts player, challenged up-and-coming members of the public to a game of darts, and children were entertained by a real New York Police Department police car, the Knight Rider car, and a giant scale electric track from Scale Mania, kept both children and some more mature adults entertained. 69 different routes are being considered in the campaign to dual the A120 to make it faster. Campaign leaders, the Haven Gateway Partnership, say the notoriously unreliable road linking Harwich Port to Stansted Airport needs to be improved to help economic growth. Predictions say that the project to dual the A120 for 12 miles from Marks Tey to Braintree could cost around £600 million and is about 8 years away from potentially opening. And now for the sport.
Hello, this is Jimmy Greaves, and you're listening to 107.4 Leisure FM.
Gosfield Lake Golf Club raised more than £3,000 for the benefit of the club's junior section in the annual Sir Henry Cottonversary Cup competition. Each team used the best three Stableford scores, with the final result deadlocked, with two teams scoring 124 points and the winners decided on countback. The winning team was Simon Stars, with Simon Thomas, Andy Buttell, Graham Barnard and Jeff Lapper, with the second going to the Magalufians of Richard Last, Alan Cancel, Paul Rutherford and Rob Steed. And now for Petonk. Essex Invitation Petonk League side Onley Arms booked their place at the national finals after a top four finish at the East of England triples competition. Onley's Nicky Parrish, Trevor and Dan Blows won 9 of their games to take 4th place overall. Fellow Essex side Thorley will also have a team at the national finals at Hayling Island in September. And in the Essex Invitation League, Bocking Spinners edged out Bocking Bulls 2-1, with Malcolm Smith sealing the win with a 13-6 singles win against Callum Finn. And cricket. Braintree Cricket Club captain Will Jackson wants the Marshall Hatchett Two Counties Championship top flight to challenge his team. It's been a tough start to the campaign since their elevation, but Braintree appear to have found their feet with impressive wins in both of their last outings. And Jackson wants them to build on that now to strengthen their position amongst the two counties' elite. The skipper's still sidelined by a wrist injury, but having seen his team beat first Haverhill and then local rivals Halstead last weekend, he wants them to continue their run when they host Miss Lee at St Peter's Road on Saturday. And archery, a trio of Braintree Bowman youngsters all made trips to the podium with some fantastic form at the Junior Essex Championships at Noak Hill. Tyler Birch, Sydney Strugnell and Imogen Newby all secured top three places to keep the club's strong record going at the county event. At 30 yards, Birch shot the best he'd ever done and closed the gap on those above him before the final distance at 20 yards when he closed his day with a new PB, a Braintree club record and the bronze medal in the under 12 boys category. So that's all for the good news and sport this week. Join us again for more next week at the same time. If you have any good news you would like featured within our news bulletins, please forward an email to news@leisurefm.co.uk.
Your local good news can be heard on Saturdays at 5pm, Sunday at 8:45am and 8:30pm, and on Mondays at 6pm.